I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jonky Caden, I appreciate you being a part of things. As we know that 2 weeks from today, we will wake up with real college football scores. We will have real ramifications. Great job, guys. Of real games. We will have fallout of real games. And that all comes your way 2 weeks from today. Now, my friend Barrett Salee, talented writer. Now with CBS Sports, glad to have him on the team from here in Atlanta. He put up, you know, yesterday, this is the last Saturday you're going to wake up without college football. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my, that's really awesome. I'm like, you can't get me any happier than that. When you tell me that there's, I don't have to wake up again without college football, that's awesome. And then I went, wait a minute. He's off by a week. He's absolutely off by a week. Nobody's waking up. Now, with all respect to Colorado State and Oregon State, to BYU and Portland State, to UMass and Hawaii, to South Florida and San Jose State, to Rice and Stanford, sorry. Nobody is waking up next Saturday and going, oh, man, college football's back, baby. No, it's not. Well, maybe if you're going to the Stanford game at Rice. I mean, seriously, the college football season is going to begin 2 weeks. 2 weeks. It's a false alarm. It's not getting anybody up next week going, oh, man. Can you imagine people in the Northeast going, man, college football is back today, baby. I get to see Colorado State. Man, my first look at BYU. Things that no one has ever said on a college football Saturday outside of the state of Utah for 500, Alex. College football season 2 weeks away. 2 weeks away. And if you want to really get technical, I mean, if it's going to get into a serious technicality, you could consider that it begins on the 31st, but you'd be really pushing it. You'd be really pushing it at that point. So excited for the start of the season. Can't wait for it. And I'm so glad you're going to be a part of it here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Before you tune out today, you will know who I think is the Final Four in the world of the NFL. Also, I'll give that to you before the end of the show today. So if you believe in any way, shape, or form that I can help you figure out what's coming up in the NFL this season, you are not going to want to miss today. In fact, around 8 o'clock Eastern time, around 2 hours from now, I will take the playoff hodgepodge and I will try to turn it into a roadmap for you. I was listening to the talented John Jastrzemski earlier and his thoughts. And it was interesting, one of the things is that the first over-under JJ went to was loving the Raiders over the 9.5. I believe the number's 9.5. Loving the Raiders over. And here's the only thing that I would say, danger, if the alarms were going off. The number one over-under bet that has been placed in Las Vegas this year is the Raiders over. Everybody is on the Raiders over. Everybody. And I can tell you for a fact, when I stroll into the lobby of the Bellagio for a vacation, I always think, man, how much did this place cost to build? It is absolutely beautiful. They spared no expense. The gorgeous marble floors and the stained glass and all the... And I'm thinking, wait a minute. They didn't do that because of me winning bets. And I could go home maybe with a couple hundred extra dollars in my pocket than I had before. But they didn't build that beautiful casino because of the fact that people come to Las Vegas and break the bank, especially in the sports book. Especially in the sports book. Because one of the greatest myths is, yep, we got guys who got it all figured out. If you talk, by the way, if you talk to the average wager, sports betting guy, if they tell you that every single football season they're winning, they're lying. If you talk to them every weekend and they talk about how they made money, they're lying. If you hear one of the ads on the radio,
he's a documented 17-2 versus the spread on Monday Night Football.
I'm just going to suggest to you, I ain't buying it.
He's never missed a Monday Nighter this year, and it's almost Christmas. You gotta call this number right now.
I just got to tell you, you can make that call. I'm not buying it. Because the ups and downs of trying to figure out what's coming up in this NFL season and what comes up week to week is absolutely dumbfounding. It's crazy. Now, are you ready for tomorrow? For something that, for most of us, we haven't seen since 1979. And here's what I like. Anthony Piernio, you weren't alive in 1979.
No. Thankfully, no.
Rob Duffy wasn't alive in 79, right, Duff?
No, not even close.
Okay, so you guys weren't even alive the last time that I had a cardboard box with tinfoil in it.
A cardboard box?
What were you doing? Like a shoebox with tinfoil in it. There is somebody in the listening audience, somebody out there at 855-212-4CBS, that back in early high school or late grade school or wherever you were, you made the Eclipse viewing box, which was a shoebox or a cereal box with tinfoil. I'm not kidding you. If you Google it, Anthony, you'll find it. That is how you viewed the Eclipse. None of this fancy glasses stuff.
Duffy wants to know if they're blind now.
They are not blind. No, I'm not blind. And believe me, the nuns used to say you were going to go blind over a lot of things. They were lying. I can attest they were lying. I'm just saying.
Such as what?
Well, I'm just saying. There was you made a shoebox and you put tinfoil in it. I have vague memories of this. Vague memories of this. Mainly because of the fact if it was art in school, I hated it. Never wanted to do art. Hated art. Didn't have any interest in art. So if there was anything that involved art, I hated it. So I have a vague memory if it was done in art class. I never cared much for science. Wasn't a science guy. Bill Nye was not going to get threatened by me. So I had no real interest. So it's a vague memory of science. So it was either a science project, art project, whatever. But I remember something about you viewed the Eclipse with these cardboard, like a shoebox with tinfoil. Somebody else did this, or there's a science teacher in the audience, or someone else there that has the same exact memory of this event. Now, tomorrow, I'll do my local show. John Kincaid's show is here on CBS Sports Radio, but Buck and Kincaid in Atlanta, and we're going to broadcast from a spectacular bar in Battery, Atlanta, from the deck. So we're going to be able to be right underneath all the fun and frivolity. Now, New York, you guys are really not seeing much of it, right? I mean, Anthony, what are they telling you guys about this?
Everyone's going crazy over here. I mean, they're selling merchandise. People are going crazy over this thing.
But it's hardly passing over you. Like, it's coming across the country diagonally, sort of from the Pacific Northwest through the state of Georgia that way. So we're going to be in around 45 miles or 46 miles, something from what they say north of me. It will be direct Passover. So it is going to be dark. I mean, this is going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Some strange things happen. This hasn't happened since 1979. So there are more rare things that are going to happen. There are more rare things that might happen. I mean, these young men that I work with weren't even born the last time this happened. And my memories of it are so vague, I got to tell you, I have no real memory of it. I'm reading all kinds of documentation on this morning, that the eclipse has an effect on women's libidos. So, Anthony, there's faith for you this morning. There is coverage of this left and right, that your woman may be more in the mood because of the eclipse. Now, I'm not sure I'm buying it. Not sure I'm buying it. But I sure will check into it and see about later on if that is true or not. I'll have to check back with you sometime after the show, maybe on Twitter. But that's the word. I just love one thing about this. There's one thing I love more than anything about this eclipse, and I'll tell you about it a little bit later on in the show. But there's something that I really love. And you know what I love? And it follows up a little bit of what we talked about last week here on the show. I love it when people can articulate a message. I love it when people can peacefully deliver a message. And I love it when people can decide to voice their displeasure with something with maturity, with clarity, with class. And I never expect less of the NYPD. Never. Because public service, risk, everything like that. I loved seeing members of the NYPD that decided to stand and voice their opinion that they support Colin Kaepernick, even when he doesn't support them. When I heard the NYPD was going to be rallying on the Colin Kaepernick story, I thought maybe they were going to have pig socks with Colin Kaepernick depicted on them. Nah. Instead, they chose to support him. And a voice that, then it wasn't every member of the NYPD by any stretch of the imagination, but it was sharp. It was smart. It was a message delivered. One that could be respected and listened to. And I thought to myself, wow, these guys who put themselves at jeopardy for people they don't even know, for families they don't even know, who put their lives at risk every single day, who are depicted by people like Colin Kaepernick as pigs, still managed to stand up and show him some support. Maybe. Just maybe there's hope after all for society. Maybe there is kindness, forgiveness, and people able to not conduct themselves like Colin chose to. I love a message delivered. I love a message delivered with passion. I love people who can show support for a cause and can do it in a classy manner, respectfully, intelligently. And when someone can bury the hatchet like that and show support for someone who did nothing but disgrace them, I'll tell you this, that is impressive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.